All right, great to have you back with us. We're going to hear a lot more of John Miller and the excitement of last night, but it's a pleasure to bring in Susan Slesser of the Chronicle. Susan, how are you today?
I'm great, Marty. That was a crazy one last night, huh?
Oh, my goodness. I don't believe what I just saw, as they like to say. And, yes, I believe in miracles. And, I mean, you've seen many, many, many games in your lifetime and as a professional and just as a fan. How do you rate that one?
Yeah, that's got to – certainly from the standpoint of an unlikely win, my goodness, that's you can't get a really more of a degree of difficulty, especially with Hader on the mound. I don't think it can be understated, like the improbability of that win, you know, going in against a guy like that. And then – but the guys contributing were guys who have kind of notably struggled all year. Bart, you know, with an absolute, you know, authority, you know, that the first home run to get things going. Ruff, we know what bad luck he's hit into. You know, the humidor effect seems to be affecting him far more than almost anybody else. He's hit so many balls just to the base of the wall or the warning track, and then he clobbers one out. And Yastrzemski, left on left. My goodness, that was very unlikely. But, you know, you look at it and you go, wow, that is a game that team did not deserve to win. You know, of course, they did deserve to win. There's no really. So let's not put any moral values, I guess, on whether teams win, should win or should not. But that was such a messy game up until that point. So the fact they were able to overcome their poor defense, which is something they've struggled with all year, is really, I think that says something. You know, I don't know if there's momentum in baseball. We could debate that all day. Every once in a while, Gabe Kapler likes to kick that kind of idea around. But certainly from a confidence level, this should give a boost to some guys who have had some rough first half.
Boy, very well said. Very well said. I said the team needed a jolt last week. And we were talking about maybe the trade deadline or something like that, but they needed something to give them that boost that you just described, and I think last night has done that. And now you're only as good as the next day's starting pitcher. That's what momentum is all about, and they've got Alex Cobb on the hill today. But I loved your game story. Everyone should read it, San Francisco Chronicle online, or get the paper. Susan really nailed it very well. This is a team, Susan, that the starting pitching, just the way that it's being handled, for me, is somewhat of a problem. Wood goes 4 2/3. He pitched great. It was one of his best games of the year. And he gets in trouble with the error by Wade. It was an easy play, and Wade's out of position, so we know that. And then Gabe Kapler comes and gets Wood 4 2/3 and brings in Rogers because it's a third time through. A couple of righties are coming up. And now the pressure's on the bullpen again. I just don't know how you can do this for the whole season.
Yeah, this is one of those I see both sides things. I asked Kapler, you know, about the move, as we always do. They always have the reasons, you know, of course. And this is the way they do things. I think a lot of the decision making that has frustrated fans this year it's just the way they do things. This is their system, and this is I think we all knew that once he didn't, you know, that the errors made and the, you know, Yelich left-handed hitter, that was probably going to be Alex Wood's last hitter. You know, at 2-3 guys get on base with two outs, that's typically when they would go to the pen. And Kapler said, look, the right-handed reliever, that's the right move there. Last year, I think I agree wholeheartedly. The bullpen was so much more reliable. I think Tyler Rogers is like I really love him as a reliever, and he's had, yes, a ton of bad luck. But, you know, fans get tired of hearing that, the bad hit, you know, bad luck, hitting into bad luck, pitching with bad luck, all of that. And he got squeezed on the walk, absolutely got squeezed. There's no doubt about it. Gabe Morales continues to not be a fan favorite here in San Francisco with fairly good reason. But, you know, the rest of the inning, it wasn't great for him. And the bullpen has not been their strength this year. It is certainly not as good as expected. Bullpens are impossible to project from year to year. And this is a down year for them. Alex Wood was pitching great. He pitched great his last time out. I think, you know, this is the time you let him keep going. I wouldn't have had any problem if he'd left Wood in and if Wood had given it up. Zero problem with that. And I mean, honestly, I don't have a problem with it either. I see that it's the right move. But either way, I would have been like, yeah, I get that. That's okay.
Well, I'm with you on this one. I think it's the wrong move. And I think you have to have confidence in your starting pitching as we go through the summer. You're going to need him to go into the sixth inning. You're going to need him to go through the lineup three times. You're going to need him to get a righty out once in a while or a lefty out once in a while. And you just can't put that pressure on the bullpen. Now, Yovera, who pitched, you know, the bullpen did fine other than Rogers. But now they're in trouble today. And Yovera, as you pointed out, what happened with him? Because he's done a nice job out of the pen.
Well, the preliminary diagnosis was a flexor tendon strain, which you never want to hear. You know, sometimes, not always. People seem to have this idea it always means Tommy John. It does not. Sometimes it means that. Sometimes it needs a guy. It means a guy has a flexor tendon strain and needs some rest. That is at very least an IL stint. So they need some bullpen help. And Jacob Junis is potentially, sounds like an option here. He has pitched out of the bullpen. Certainly, he is going to go into the rotation. There's no doubt about it, of course, after the break. But he could give them a few innings here. And basically, that's like going on the rehab assignment that he was scheduled for this weekend. I think that's a very smart move. I'm sure he'll be very happy to be back and available. I love that as an idea. And it's actually really fortunate for the Giants. In a season where they haven't necessarily had a lot of good fortune when it comes to injuries or much else, to have him available right when the bullpen needs it most, I think, is a potentially a really nice thing for the Giants today and tomorrow.
Well, I think they're going to need him. It wouldn't surprise me, as you pointed out in your story, to see Junis as part of the club today. And my point, and we'll leave it alone after this, I just think the bullpen's overworked. You can't use these guys every single night. And luckily for Webb and Rodon, now, Rodon only went five the other night, so you had to be in the bullpen that night, too. And now you come back last night and have to do the same thing. All right, let's think of the good part for Gabe Kapler, and that is he really maneuvered to get the whole bunch. He knew a lefty would be in at the end of the game, and that would be Hader. And he had every righty available to use, and it really worked. And I commend him for getting the lineup in the way it should be in the ninth inning. And that really, for me, was the story of the ninth inning.
Yeah. One thing I think that people, and including us in the media sometimes we forget that some of the moves made earlier where you go like, man, what? Jock Peterson's out of this game so early. It might set up something in the next inning. It might set up something in the ninth inning. And you're 100% right. Some of these moves made last night made all of this possible. I'm not sure they would have necessarily maneuvered to get a left-handed hitter like Yastrzemski, who has not had his best season up in massive. But you know what? He's a guy that very much could hit a sacrifice fly in that situation. And in fact, that's what he was trying to do when he hit it out. But yeah, the maneuvering worked. And this is why, you know, Kapler has been very consistent with what he said about the platoon system, which is this is how we did things last year. It worked last year. And it's a system that you stick with. It's the consistency that allows you to succeed with it. You know, you start making changes. First of all, if you start making a lot of changes to something that you've done a lot and that your personnel kind of almost calls for, it looks panicky. And I'm not sure that that's the best message. But here's one thing I really like lately. Obviously, the defense has been a problem all year long. And a lot of their platoon moves, and Kapler said this yesterday, and they've sort of made some other indications of this. A lot of their platoon moves last year were offensive in nature. Let's get more scoring. This year, they don't necessarily have that luxury. They need better defense, and that's why we're seeing Austin Slater, who is swinging the hot bat, but has really been strictly a platoon player for so long. Now we are seeing him start against right-handers, and a lot of that is for the defense. And look at how he is responding to this increased playing time. I mean, he's a superior defensive outfielder, and it looks like he is a guy who could be an everyday player for them all the time now. That's what you hope if you've got a good platoon player, is that you can eventually turn them into a full-time everyday player. And good for Austin Slater for taking the ball and running with it.
Well, it's been terrific because, look, they had six righties in a row coming up, including Slater, until you got to the left of Yastrzemski. So if you're going to get to Yastrzemski in the ninth inning as a seventh batter, something good's going to happen. And therefore, Yastrzemski did come through, but he was the seventh hitter, and six righties preceded him. I want to talk about Slater for a second. Four hits last night. He got the bunt single. He gets picked off. Because of his speed, he gets to second. That really, for me, was the turning point of the inning, of getting him into scoring position where he could score on a base hit. Susan, I think this guy should play every day. His OPS is in the high 800s now. If he takes it to right field, he can pull the ball. There's no way in the world for me. Now, I'll be in there today against the lefty Lauer. This man should be playing every day. He's got the tools to do it, and that's my feeling on Slater.
Yeah, I mean, he's making it happen. I absolutely commend him for that. I getting picked off, not the best. I'm not sure that was something that was that the coaching staff loved. But you're right. First of all, he has the speed to still make it to second. Lucky, that, very, very fortunate that it was not a good throw. But he also had made a really good slide that was going to make it tough to get him, even with a good throw. So, but he, massive fortune there, really. That was not a that was not worth the risk at that point in the game. So he may or may not have probably heard something about that. But, yeah, he has absolutely put himself into consideration for everyday role. And that's, again, that's what you want. That's what you want guys to do. Guys need to play themselves into position where they get more playing time. And he's absolutely done that. Good for him.
Boy, a lot of fun to talk about last night's game with Susan Slusser. Boy, it was a classic game. And as you point out in your story, I'll say it again, you had every aspect of it, the good, the bad, and the ugly, as they like to say, on the defense and also some of these moves. The other thing, I'll leave Slater alone, but I will say this. He's the only guy on the team with any speed, on a team that needs speed other than Estrada. So I think he should be in there for that reason as well. Joey Bart got a home run last night. Susan, I mentioned, I think I went back on my notes, 5 for his last 9. Whoa, is Joey Bart looking much better to you?
So much better. There were the swing changes, the adjustments. Those look good. I'm not sure exactly what's gone into that other than, he has said basically sort of simplifying things a little bit. That is probably good because simplifying things keeps you from thinking a little less. But more than anything, I think it was getting the pressure off for a while. Guys get into funks and they often can worsen because you start pressing and thinking too much. So all of this combined, I think, was, the timing was really good to send him out. He came back a little earlier than they had planned because of the injury to Casale, but he looks like he was ready to come back to me. They kept saying, well, it's not ideal that he's coming back this early. Here's a guy who is making, kind of forcing their hand with this. Kapler said last night he's going to get the lion's share of playing time. Now he should. I like Austin Wins. He has been a really nice fill-in for them. Very useful player. But if you want a superior potential, a guy with the potential to be a really top-notch, everyday, essentially, big league catcher, Joey Bart is your guy.
Boy, interesting. All right, so what do you think of the Brewers? What's your take on the Brewers?
Oh, I love the Brewers. I love the Brewers. People look at that lineup and they're underwhelmed. They get the job done, and with the pitching staff, that's all they need to do. Their defense is very good. I feel as if every time the Giants see the Brewers, it is an absolute battle. Same last year. Such a good day. And, it's one of these ones, every time they face off, you go like, wow, this would be a fun playoff series. I think they go under the radar, and I'm not quite sure why. They don't have huge stars, maybe pitching staff aside. But I like this team a lot. I really, Craig Council, again, a guy who goes really kind of under the radar, probably loves it that way. Such a nice job. Just a thoroughly professional, good, fun team to watch.
Boy, it's funny. Other than Burns, who's terrific, and look, we saw it the other night when he matched up with Rodon. He's terrific. Woodruff is not Burns. And today we see Eric Lauer. Tomorrow we see George Costanza and Jason Alexander. We see him for the Brewers. Peralta is out. They're a team Hauser is out as well. They're a team that's, you know, they're not at full strength right now. But here's my theory, and I said it earlier in the week. Giants can come in sixth in this wild card thing. Who knows what's going to happen? They're going to get in. I'm confident they're going to get in, and they could come in sixth and concede the number four spot, and who knows what will happen to the five spot. But they could end up playing the Brewers if the Brewers win the Central. Now, the Cardinals may have something to say about it. We could see this. Giants-Brewers could be the first series, and it could be three games at Miller Park, and we could see a repeat of what we're seeing this weekend. That can actually happen. And if the Giants could beat the Brewers, which I think they can, I really do, I think they give Hader a lot of trouble. Next up are the Dodgers. How about that?
Oh, that, I mean, all of that scenario sounds amazing and super fun.
It's a miracle. Come on.
I mean, this is not news to you, Marty, or anybody that pays attention to the Giants. The Giants have played basically all the contenders really well. You know, they kind of have played down to their competition a lot this year. They've struggled with the teams that they, you know, this is, I'm doing some air quotes right here, they should beat. But they've played the good teams tough. Yeah. And this, the Brewers are a great example of that, but they played the Mets tough. They, you know, they played the Dodgers tough. They, you know, obviously there are a few exceptions here and there, but this is a team that I assume believes they can compete with the best because they have. And I think they're pretty well set up for a playoff series if, and here's a big if, they need to get the bullpen together and they need to add some relievers. I still would like to see them at a bat. At this point, I don't know where. But, you know, the offense has underperformed. I would love to say, hey, Juan Soto, make it happen. I would trade the farm for Juan Soto, and I would sign him to whatever the heck he wants. But that's pretty unlikely. So maybe a little bit of help offensively. I think they're set in the rotation, but the bullpen, I think, has got to be a focus.
Yeah, maybe a DH, as we've talked about on the show. You can't bring in an outfielder necessarily because you bust up about four different positions if you do that with all the platooning.
I don't care. I would trade all the top prospects. I would bring in Juan Soto and sign him to a 10-year deal, 100%.
Well, right, turned down $440 million today. So,
This team has the resources.
You would give him,
Marty, I could never say when I covered the Oakland A's, but
that's right.
Team has
they do.
Resources.
No, you could give him a full-time lease on Lot A. You can make Lot A Juan Soto.
Absolutely.
Right.
You get all the income from this area for life, Juan. I would do it. If you're going to spend big, he is the guy I would spend big on.
Okay. All right. I'd rather have Josh Bell, but that's a personal opinion. Right now, I think he would help a lot. All right, he's going to go somewhere. We'll see. All right, now, Carlos Rodon is not going to pitch in the All-Star game, and you had that on your Twitter feed this morning. What happened?
Well, because I'm talking to you, I'm not in the clubhouse right now. What I presume has happened is, you know, they'll probably say something to the effect like maybe arm fatigue or something like that. You usually need a reason to pull out of participation. But the Giants have been really clear. Their focus here is on the regular season, as it should be. Now, if you're going to have an All-Star game, you don't want it to be like the NHL, where all the best players are just pulling out all the time,
right.
You know, and
right.
leaving you with nothing. But I think the Giants, in this case, would have a very good argument. They have no days off all month except for the break. And they have a short break. They only have the 3 days. They don't open on Friday, as many teams do. They open on Thursday. This is the only shot they have to get some of their regular contributors, and Rodon is as important as anyone on the team. It's the only time they get to give them a little bit of a blow. So and you know what? It also puts them gives them the chance to have him pitch one of the first two games in L.A. I mean, he could have anyway with just an inning. But, you know, no injury possibility, no possibility of maybe exceeding some sort of pitch count in an All-Star appearance. I have zero problem with this in the position that the Giants are in.
Yeah, me as well. You'd like to have him have that honor. Webb, of course, pitches tomorrow on Sunday, so he wouldn't be going either because he can't pitch in the game. So we know who they are. I always said this, we love Bill King. You know that. We both love him. I always said to Bill King, I said, Bill, you don't need a Hall of Fame. You are a Hall of Famer. So I'll apply it to Rodon. You don't need the All-Star game. We know who you are, Webb as well. So we understand it. Boy, good to talk with you. This will be fun. This is a fun series. I'm glad you like the Brewers. I think the Giants match up well with them. Brewers don't hit a lot for me. But they work the count. They foul balls off. This little Johnny Davis has driven everyone crazy for the first couple of games. So it's a good game today with Lauer, the home run guy, against Cobb, the bad luck guy. So that's how I see this one today.
Yeah, and we get to see, maybe a little experiment on is momentum a thing.
I love it. All right, Susan, always a pleasure, and enjoy the break, and you deserve it as well. Are you going to the game or no?
I'm not. John Shea will cover it for us. I'm sorry, now I'm in a little bit of an echoey corridor as I head to the clubhouse.
That's okay.
John Shea will be covering for us.
Very good.
Wonderful, and then I'll be in L.A. after the break.
Perfect. We'll get the eavesdrops from John Shea, as he likes to call it this week. Susan, have a great afternoon, and I appreciate you being on.
Thanks, Marty.
Always. All right, that is Susan Slusser of the Chronicle. All right, Bill is up next. He talked to Vinny Rotino, the color analyst who's doing the Brewer games this weekend. A very, very good analyst. I've heard him on TV. And Bill will be up with Vinny Rotino next, right here on the Sports Leader.